This podcast contains content that may be disturbing to some listeners. Check the episode description for more details and resources. And as always, take care of yourself. Dear Kim, I didn't like you when we first met. Zora and I had been married for a year, and she came home all excited one day. She'd made a friend at work, finally, and he wanted us to come over for dinner with him and his then-fiancé. You were living in Manhattan then, and we took the train up to the East Side. You were sarcastic and aloof, and I couldn't quite figure you out. It wasn't until later I realized I wasn't used to your honesty. It was brutal at first, but you ended up helping me through a lot by being you. Until I met you, I never used to talk about depression, anxiety, OCD. I'd nervously relayed some of my past to Zora and a few of my closest friends knew, but you talked about your body and your past pain so freely, it made me rethink why I hadn't. I think the second time I met you, you mentioned having had cancer. I must have said something like, "What?" Because you said,
"Yeah, leukemia. The only thing more fun was the depression."
Terry suppressed a laugh at my reaction. I stared at you, shell-shocked. It had never even occurred to me what it might sound like to talk about being sick. From you, it sounded so normal. In one of the most crowded and lonely cities on Earth, you and Terry were a dream come true. You were there for us when we went through fostering Marina, and you sat behind us at the courthouse when she officially became ours. I actually cried when you moved to New Jersey, even though we still saw you at least once a month. Your visits in the psych hospital reminded me that I would be okay, that living wasn't the worst thing. And you were there for me after, even when you got so sick yourself. I'd like to think you needed me too, but I know that I wouldn't have made it through without you. I don't know how I'll make it through without you now. I wrote a rough draft of this letter before you died, when Terry called us and told us you'd fallen into a coma. I came back to it later, now. I don't feel differently about you at all, but losing you was a pain so deep, I could only return to words. It's physical when you lose someone. Depression is odd because it both numbs the pain and amplifies it until it becomes unbearable, until you want to dive into the Atlantic and never come out. You and I had talked about this before. You'd never known what it had been like to want to die, but after your second battle with leukemia, depression had acquainted itself with you in a different way. For a while, you forgot what it was like to be happy. I've known that feeling. It's terrifying. Some of my favorite memories of you are just us, talking. Before you moved and Terry and Zora worked at the same hospital, we ditched them one night at some fancy doctor gala and brought drinks into the bathroom lounge. We played truth or dare. You asked me what my biggest fear was.
Zora realizing she doesn't love me?
Well, that's dumb.
Excuse me?
She's obviously in love with you.
I explained to you that I had a long history of depression and anxiety, and all these things weighing down on me, and that Zora had never really seen them. Not like they could be. She wouldn't love me if she knew. You looked at me and said,
"You're not very smart, are you?"
I still can't believe that made me feel better. You were right about a lot of things. You were right when you told me once, visiting in the hospital, that I would get through it. I did. I'm struggling to stay on this side, but I did. You were right that depressed is still sick, and that I had to stop blaming myself for being that way. I still struggle with that sometimes, but I'm working on it. You were wrong, though, about something. Getting well isn't about dumb luck, even with the drugs. I've had to be strong to do what I do, and you had to be strong too. There are plenty of people who don't make it through, even though they were perhaps braver than I've ever been. You were one of them. I suppose that was part of your point. But if you can't get well even with the bravery, you definitely can't get well without it. Maybe. Maybe I have to think that so that I can continue to be brave. I don't know all the answers. I guess I'm still trying to figure it out. Sometimes, I used to forget you were human. You seemed so far above the rest of us, but you weren't invincible. I somehow felt both honored and frightened when you opened up to me about your own fears. I feel guilty about that now, and I promise I always wanted to be there for you regardless. You were just everything I wanted to be. Fearless in the face of illness, unapologetic about what that meant. Do you remember apologizing to me in the park for taking a break when we were walking around the water? It was a small moment. Something nearly insignificant, and something I'd done so many times. But you had been so unapologetically you for so long. It felt strange to be on the other side, reassuring you that you didn't have to apologize for something you couldn't control. When you told Terry you were scared after you went to the hospital for the last time, my heart broke. You had the right to be scared, even if you had accepted what was coming. But a small, selfish part of me expected you not to be. Seeing Terry after you died scared me. He's so lost and so broken. Zora has done this before, helping someone she loved through their pain even when she was hurting too. We'll have to do this for Terry now, too. Know that we love him, too, and we'll keep loving him. He won't be alone, just like you wouldn't have left Zora alone if something had happened to me. He's kind of stuck with us. Little things are harder than I think they'd be. Like bringing Marina to a friend's and seeing the younger brother at the door in a karate belt. It was white, which you taught me means he's just starting out. Other things are less so. I thought that telling Marina that you had died would kill me, And we all cried, of course, but I'm still standing. None of us will ever meet someone like you again. That honestly sucks, but I think I knew when we became friends that there would never be another you. You were special. You still are, wherever you are. I hope you're not in pain anymore. I hope you're happy. You deserve it. With love, Sadie.